Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcasts. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian podcast directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 325 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 28th of February, 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast and follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast. Your hosts today are Belinda, Brad, Steve, Jacob, Jody, and myself, Jennifer. And we have a special guest today, Mr. Spencer Hanley from podclear.com. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you?
I am super. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm super, thanks.
Today, rather.
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm glad summer's over.
Is it over for you now?
Yes, it is.
Is
tomorrow.
It officially fall?
Yes, tomorrow.
Oh, good for you. Now, sure. I wish it were summer here. It's quite cold.
Yeah, I see that in the photos, isn't it? Yeah. how's your week been, Jennifer?
It's been pretty busy. It's been good. We had a lot going on at work. I got a new phone.
Oh, what nice. Else is new, right? Good stuff.
I got the Nexus 6, and I'm loving it.
How do you
it's
like it?
Really nice. Love it. It's phenomenal. So I'm really happy with it. Yeah.
All right. We got Jacob back on. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you, Brad.
And how's your week been, mate?
It's been pretty good.
What have you been up to?
Jennifer, cold.
Cold, yes. Indeed, it would be cold over there. Anything happened during the week?
Nothing really.
Okay, same old, eh?
Yeah, same old stuff, different day.
Okay, all right. Belinda, welcome back. Belinda, you're filling in for Andrew. Welcome. Is she not going? She must be muted. You there, Belinda?
Oh, I think she's muted.
Hi, sorry, I had it muted. Okay. Yeah, my week's been fantastic. It's been quite busy.
What have you been up to during the week, Belinda? You're Foxtel on?
I've been waiting to get my Foxtel broadband on, and they finally got it done on Thursday night. So
yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's a lot faster than the previous one I had, so it's pretty good. But, I wasn't very happy with the time they took.
Well, yeah, the time. Yeah, the time was a little bit, what can you do?
Yeah, true.
What can you do? And how do you like the Foxtel Hub and stuff? What do you like about it? It's good modem?
Yeah.
Great modem, router?
It's much smaller and lighter than the previous one that I had. And probably because it's Netgear. The other one I had with iiNet wasn't Netgear, so
right.
It wasn't as good.
Okay. And how are you finding streaming stuff and watching shows and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a lot better. It doesn't freeze or anything like that. So
okay, good stuff. Enjoy it. Awesome. All right, we've got Jody back on. Welcome, Jody.
Hey, hi, Brad. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
I am doing awesome. It's very, very cold here on the East Coast of the United States. But we're having a lot of fun, and fortunately, it'll be spring soon, so we're looking forward to that.
That's tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow here. We still have some time.
Oh, that's right, because I'm in the future, aren't I?
Yes, you are. But we love you for that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, eh? What else? Steve, welcome, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Brad?
How's your week been, mate?
It's been pretty good, just a little bit busy. I finally got the insurance thing settled so I can get my house fixed, so I'm excited. I hate working with insurance company. Well, USAA has been phenomenal. to work with. It was just the other one was terrible. I'm looking to get this thing started, and my fence been knocked down for I don't know how long now.
Wow. Still not fixed?
Yeah, because there's an insurance company giving us really big hassles. So we had to talk to a lawyer there for a while.
Wow, that's not good.
Nope, but it's fixed, so we're good to go.
So it's all fixed.
Well, it's going to be. At least, you know, the money thing is fixed. Yeah. So
that's good. So March 9th, Steve, there's going to be an Apple event.
Oh, yeah. Was that Back to Spring or something?
I can't remember. Back to Spring. Exactly. I don't know. I have to say, I love the wallpaper.
Maybe they'll have it available for download.
I've got it. I've got it on my Mac. I've got all of them. If you want an alternative.
I could probably get it from my side, but, you know.
Just check it. It's on imore.com. That's where I got it from. Oh, okay. And what's your predictions for the event, Steve?
Of course, I think the biggest thing I'm guessing is going to be the iWatch. There might be a few miscellaneous things they may talk about.
Apple Pay?
Possibly, yeah.
For Australia, which was good.
How about the Apple Card? No, it's probably going to be somewhere here.
Yeah, it should be good. JD, what about you? What's your view on the Apple event coming up? What's your prediction for the event?
I cannot wait for the iWatch. Watch. I can't wait for the watch.
The watch, yeah.
Yep. I don't think there's going to be anything major with regard to phones. I mean, Jennifer would be really the expert on that. But I think we're due for an Apple TV upgrade.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely Apple TV, yep.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I can't wait for that. Yeah, love the Apple TV.
What do you think about the MacBooks and things like that?
Yeah, they may get an update too, maybe. But I thought
iPads.
That may happen during the year. Probably.
I don't see them doing anything with iPad. Maybe a MacBook.
Yeah, MacBook. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, but definitely Apple TV.
Yeah, for sure. I hope so.
Yeah. And I'm thinking Apple Watch for sure. We'll see the Apple Watch and then we'll do I'm wondering if they're going to release the new Photos. You know, I've been testing out the new Photos app.
Oh, yes.
And so I'm curious if they'll actually finally launch that. They definitely need to do something with their photo management, that's for sure. Mm. So.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Belinda?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them bring out the watch. Mm-hmm. See how functional it actually is and whether it's bulky or anything like that. But from what I've seen, it looks pretty good. So
yeah.
And how you can sync it. I'm assuming you'll be able to sync it with everything. So
yeah, I think so. Yeah, it should be good. We got Spencer on. Welcome, Spencer, from PodClear.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Good stuff, mate. What's your view on the Apple event coming up soon?
I think it's going to be great. Looking forward to the watch. Going to try it out. I think, you know, the first time that Apple releases a product, usually it's pretty decent, but it always gets a lot better. So I might hold off on buying the iWatch until the next version. Yep. But I'm excited to see what it looks like and test it out with my friends.
Yeah, cool, man. So are you an Apple user? Do you have an iPhone and an iPad, that sort of stuff?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. Okay, let's go to the news. And we'll be back soon. Let's play this.
And here we are with the Tech Webcast news. Mac Rumors reports that Apple is to live stream Spring Forward, the Apple iWatch event on March 9th. Apple today updated its website to notify users that it plans to live stream its Monday, March 9th media event that will take place at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco. The event will be broadcast on Apple's live website, and it will also be available on the Apple TV via a dedicated channel. Mac Rumors will be giving live coverage of the event as well. And what's really kind of cool is that they're going to be announcing the watch, not the iWatch, but just the watch, which I am definitely going to be in line to get one of the first ones. Belinda, we have more news.
Yes, Spotify is launching a desktop update today with new features and improvements. They're making lyrics a seamless part of the Spotify experience on the desktop. It's powered by Music's Match, the world's largest lyrics catalog, and it has the ability to sing along with your favorite tunes and just click away. You just have to fire up the desktop app and hit the new lyrics button. You can also search and browse popular lyrics from Spotify's top songs using the Explore feature.
Very cool.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, that's great.
Well, you know, it's a sad day for Aereo. That was that broadcast platform. It was a streaming television startup, and unfortunately, they went bankrupt. And it's been sold off for parts in a bankruptcy auction, with TiVo getting control of the company's trademark and customer list. In total, the auction netted less than $2 million, according to Aereo, and the company had been funded to the tune of almost $100 million. Very disappointed, obviously, with the results. So it's a sad day, and we're sorry to see Aereo go. What else do we have, Belinda?
And yes, we've got the FCC has passed the strongest net neutrality rules in America's history. The open internet finally got the protection it deserves from profit-hungry cable companies. The FCC just approved the strongest set of net neutral rules in this country's history, punctuating a years-long battle for this future of the internet. It's an historic day for the internet, the Federal Communications Commission just passed. The new rules largely resemble the open internet rules that Obama laid out 3 months ago. They forbid paid prioritization, the practice that enables cable companies to create internet fast lanes as well as throttling. The new rules do not allow internet service providers to block websites and give the FCC authority to intervene when big cable companies don't act in the public interest. So this plan lets the FCC regulate the internet as a public utility, much like telephones. The plan does not give the government the power to set the price of internet service. And it's fantastic news, news that everyone has been waiting for.
So that is fantastic.
Quite interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, not everybody weighs in correct, you know, like on net neutrality, not everybody's in agreement with it. And I'm sure we'll discuss it when we talk about the stories. But, you know, what we've noticed is that Apple launched this iWork, and initially it was only available if you had an Apple device. Well, evidently anybody can sign up for iWork without an Apple device, and that's for real this time. A couple of weeks ago, Apple's beta iCloud site was allowing anyone to sign up for the company's productivity suite on the web. No Apple device required. So if you tried to sign up via the standard iCloud site, you'd be presented with an error. Well, that's been fixed. No longer do you get that error. Anyone can sign up for access to Pages, Numbers, and Keynotes. And as with before, you simply need to follow the prompt to create an Apple ID if you don't already have one. Follow the steps. And if you have an account but don't own an Apple device, you'll be prompted to verify your account. So pretty cool news for everybody who doesn't have an Apple. I don't know who that would be, but poor souls. What about Microsoft?
Yes, Microsoft has updated its Windows App Studio with a variety of new features. The Windows App Studio is a web-based system which allows anyone to easily access create apps for both Windows and Windows Phone, regardless of the user's program expertise. It is handy especially for aspiring programmers who have limited knowledge of coding, hobbyists looking to build apps in a short amount of time, and casual users simply looking to build personalized apps to suit their needs. Today, Microsoft has updated the popular tool with a plethora of improvements and new features. One of these features is the much-needed logo and image wizard, which makes it possible to upload JPEG and PNG image files to be automatically loaded to the app's necessary icons, tiles, and splash screens. Another addition to the same feature now allows users to crop and zoom images. But Facebook and YouTube connectors have also been updated to use the latest APIs. This allows users to add a wider range of display types for each data source. So that sounds quite good for PC users.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And if you're a Mac user or an iOS user, you know, every time they introduce a new device, what comes next? A new iOS. So iOS 8.2 could see public release next week. Two more betas of iOS 8.3 are to come. Apple may be planning to release iOS 8.2 to the public as early as next Monday. It's been in testing since November, notably contains support for the Apple Watch. The March release date has not been has been rumored for several weeks now. Earlier information pointed towards a launch of a bit later in the month, possibly during the second week of March. But it looks like a Monday, March 2 release date for iOS 8.2. That would mean the software would be released to consumers a full week ahead of Apple's scheduled March 9th Spring Forward media event, where the company is expected to divulge additional details on the Apple Watch. So far, there have been five iOS 8.2 betas, with the last beta coming on Monday, February 2nd, suggesting either another beta or a public release is coming in the near future. Another upgrade to our iOS operating system, and that's the news.
That is fantastic.
That is indeed. that is a fantastic. Thank you to Belinda and Jody for doing the news.
Yay, us.
Good stuff. Yay, yay.
Good
let's
job,
go,
Belinda.
Let's go to Spencer first. Spencer, what's your view on them stories, mate?
He's speechless.
Spencer.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe he wasn't ready.
Did you ask me? Huh?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Sorry, the Skype connection cut out a little bit. What was your question?
I was just asking what... let's go to Steve. Steve, what's your view on them stories?
Hey, we're going to have to tilt once we get this PodClear uploaded to a server. But anyway, trying to give you a free plug there early on. There's actually a couple of articles I'm interested in, and that's the FCC net neutrality. It could be, I don't know, I'm still undecided about this. I know my brother hates it for various reasons. I could see it being both good and bad. Primarily, it will prevent internet service providers from charging extra for people like Netflix, which tend to pass down the extra pricing down to their customers. Now, besides that, I'm not sure I'd really have to study it a very long time and hard to understand all the rules and how they apply. But this is something I theorized as well, that the internet's going to become so important that eventually the government will intercede, such as making it a public utility, just so people will have access to it. Of course, could be a bad thing. We'll see in the future. And Aereo, in some ways, it's not surprising. First, I think the Supreme Court or one of those courts ruled that it's illegal to do so for them to download it through the Aereo and then rebroadcast it. Now that they ruled against it, they're pretty much out of business. I hate to see startups do that, but then again, of course, if there's something controversial such as this, it could very easily end this way.
All right, good stuff, Steve. Jacob, what about you, mate? What's your view on them stories?
I like that Aereo got bought out by TiVo, mostly.
What do you think TiVo will do with it?
I do not know right now, because I didn't know much of the company.
I don't know much about them at all, you know, I didn't. But yeah, should be good.
There's also a sad note that we found out today, that Leonard Nimoy Spock passed away at 83.
Yeah, that's very sad. Yeah. He really left his presence, you know. I mean, I think I don't know a person that didn't love Dr. Spock, right? So we all love Spock and
Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock, thank you. Now, did I say doctor?
Dr. Spock is the baby books.
I don't know where the heck this
is. You must be talking about bones.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor.
I get them so confused.
I have no idea. I got my characters mixed up there for a second. No, but I mean, he's just. I never knew for him to be in anything else, though, really, except for the Star Trek films and the Star Trek series.
Iconic. He was iconic. Yeah, he was. And, you know, he created this role that we all could kind of relate to. Like, you know, he's kind of nerdy and yet, you know, unemotional, and yet you kind of felt sorry for him, you know, for Spock. He'll be missed. But, you know, it's still kind of like he's here anyway. You know what I mean? Like, he's gone, but he's still here.
Yeah, he left his presence behind. Definitely.
Yes. His legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Belinda. Belinda, what about you?
I thought the which one was it? The Spotify update.
Oh, Spotify. Was good.
Yeah. I like to sing along with songs while I'm listening.
Yeah, definitely.
On my headphones. And
yeah, definitely.
It would be good if the lyrics were actually there because sometimes you don't know what lyrics are.
When I play Eminem, I can actually sing along then.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Should be good. What else, Blin? Any other views?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting with the iWork on iCloud, how people can just use the stuff without any Apple devices. I thought that was a bit weird because usually when you've got an Apple ID, you've normally got an Apple device.
Yeah, definitely.
With it. So I thought it was a bit strange that they're just letting everyone use it now.
Yeah, well, Jabe's got a Windows machine and he has an Apple ID and I think he can use it too.
Yeah, I suppose they've got to share it around with everyone.
Yeah, definitely. So,
I just thought it was a bit odd, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Anything else, Belinda, you want to mention?
I thought it was an interesting story that the Labor Party in Australia are agreeing to the data retention laws where telecommunications companies can keep data for up to 2 years of their customers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for security reasons.
Interesting.
But they're not allowed to keep any content. It's just like which websites you've been to and that sort of thing. So it's a whole counter-terrorism type thing so they can investigate people, but I think it's a bit much that they're just allowed to do it without a warrant or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
They just go in and look at your information and they're just forcing the telecommunications companies to provide that for 2 years. And they reckon it's going to cost the customers more money because the companies, the telcos are just going to be charged more from the government and then they're going to pass that on to the customers.
Yeah, right, okay.
So, yeah.
Interesting. What about the new update coming, Belinda, with the iOS? What about the new iOS?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I've got all Apple stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's always good.
Like the new emoji and that sort of thing? Should be fun.
Yeah, I saw one. Somebody put something on Twitter of an emoji that had someone flipping the bird.
Wow. Actually, Jacob was just talking about that just before. He reckons he hopes someone will be adding that icon in.
So, I'll be having a little bit of fun with that.
I'm sure you would be.
Flipping everybody off. All right, back to the show.
Yes, and of course, sad news about Mr. Spock.
Yeah.
From Star Trek. He was a fantastic actor, so he'll be missed.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah. Did you watch some of the shows, Belinda?
Yeah, I watched some of them. He was Star Trek. Like, as soon as you saw him, you knew that it was Star Trek. So,
What's that, Steve?
He did some other things as well. Not just, of course, he's well known for Star Trek. I know he's done a few guest appearances on television shows. I think maybe the Night Gallery or something like that. He was on some kind of In Search Of, that's the name of it. It's like a little mystery program in the 70s. And recently he was on Fringe as Dr. Bell, I believe, the character he played on there. So even though he's well known for that, he's done other projects too.
Okay. Interesting. Spencer, what about you, mate? What's your view on them stories?
Yeah, it was interesting. I think the Arrow story is really fascinating. And it seems like they've been around for a long time, and I'm wondering what the reason was behind TiVo's acquisition of those assets. It seems like they acquired a bunch of IP from them and also like a ton of old hardware.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I remember seeing the story, and it seemed like a bunch of sort of almost useless stuff. I can see the only really valuable thing there was like the customer list, and I'm not entirely sure how I feel about a company purchasing another company's customer list, but it seems interesting. It sucks. I mean, a lot of people devote thousands and thousands of hours of their lifetime to creating a company like that with the hopes of making it something impactful, and it's a real shame when you see a company go down like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I'm sure TiVo would take care of it all. I'm sure they'll put it to good use.
I have something to say, Brad.
Yeah, go ahead, Jacob.
Well, if it's going to be on TiVo, well, the service price come up for
no idea, mate.
For the normal the season subscribers that are already subscribed.
I'm not sure. Or
if it would come in as a feature on the box.
Yeah, I think what they actually acquired was a bunch of the intellectual property, so they probably won't roll it out as features for the TiVo platform, but more so just sort of like own those patents so that no one else comes in and tries to eat their market. That's most likely the case.
Yeah. Spencer, are you a Spotify fan?
I am, yeah. My desktop version has been glitching out lately, so I haven't been able to use the desktop. I've been using the web version, but I'm looking forward to this new release. Maybe it'll fix my bug. It hasn't been able to open for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, well, you've been using it on the Mac, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, interesting. I don't know why that's doing that. That's fine for me.
But looking forward to the new release. It seems cool.
Yeah, it sounds very cool. Yeah, yeah. Any other views? Go ahead, Jennifer. Yep.
I was just going to say, with the Spotify update, I don't see where this is an update. Mine was already showing the lyrics with Music Match, Music Match plugin, you know? So
sometimes they do A/B testing. Sometimes they'll do A/B testing on some of the users. Like, you'll get a version with lyrics before they actually release it to the public, and you won't really know that you're like a quasi beta user, and they'll just see if you use the thing. A lot of people won't have that feature rolled out, so it's sort of like, they're just gaining statistics on ahead of time. Also, I think that there's a lot of integrations that I remember reading about in the past that they were thinking about doing. Like, I know that Genius.com. The sort of like lyrics, they do like lyric annotations, and it's crowdsourced. So like, if you have a favorite song, you and your friends can like go in and like annotate the lyrics on that song, and they're shared publicly. So you can sort of like guess at what the artist was trying to get at in their lyrics. And if they integrated that feature, they have a really great API. If they integrated sort of that API feedback into Spotify, it could be really interesting. Like, bring a more social component to the listening experience.
I would like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be really cool.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. So hopefully they can go in that direction.
But. Yeah, definitely. What about you, Jennifer? What's your view on them stories?
Oh, gosh. The net neutrality one. So I'm kind of like Steve. I have mixed feelings on that one. Yeah, I never really like to see the government get control of our business. But at the same time, it is a utility in my eyes, and it is a needed utility that everyone needs access to. In addition, I do not appreciate Time Warner Cable monopolizing this area that I'm in right now with my cable bill being through the roof just for internet connectivity.
How much do you pay for that,
and
Jennifer?
So I'm hoping that gets under control. Who knows what to expect. I'm going to hope for the best and expect the best, because I really don't have any other options, so I'll just keep a positive outlook on it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What do you pay for your cable bill amount, Jennifer?
I pay $95 a month for 50 megabits per second down and 5 up.
Is that good?
No, it's bad.
Wow,
it's very
bad. Okay.
That is a bit high. Yeah.
Gee, that is high.
It's very expensive.
What about you, Steve? How much do you pay?
I don't know. I got to relook at it again. I think I believe it's a bit cheaper. I believe it's like $50 maybe.
Okay. Is that with TVs? What about with TV and stuff? Bundled with TV, like with your cable TV and stuff?
It's probably like $150.
Well, I'm paying like $217 for my internet and phone and TV.
See, I don't do the TV. And my phone, I use Uma. So.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I have to get the phone on because for the internet. So, I can't not use it without the phone, which is, I don't really use that much, but I use the phone, my iPhone more.
Maybe it'll lead to more competition and lower the
I hope so. You
know, yeah.
The prices down, get some more service.
It needs to be under control. We should have faster speeds for an affordable price. Furthermore, fiber should be everywhere. I mean, granted, it's going to take a while to roll it out, but you know, when some areas have it and others don't, that's the thing with the direction we need to go in. I mean, the internet is a utility, and we need to have a large pipe, I think, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what happened in Australia. They were going to roll out fiber, but then the party that wanted it lost the election. So now they just still got partly copper. So, yeah, it's really slow.
We have Google Fiber launching, and like right where I live, it's not where I'm coming. It's not coming here where I live, rather, but it's in Raleigh. It's coming to Raleigh and Charlotte. And do you have it in San Francisco, Spencer? Did Google Fiber go out that way?
No. Surprisingly, no. The infrastructure is too old here. So it's. I mean, I suppose it would be the same on the East Coast, but they haven't actually built it into San Francisco. We have like monopolized Time Warner as well over here, which. is a real pain in the butt.
Yeah. I just thought another thing that might also be helpful for like small businesses is like anytime you own a business or in a business building, you know, these service providers, they know that and they want to charge you, you know, 3-4 times as much for basically the same thing. So maybe that will help, you know, lower that cost down as well, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Jody? What's your view on all this? How much do you pay for your internet a month? Is it very dear?
First of all, mine's bundled. So I have TV, phone, and internet, and I pay roughly $250 a month.
Well, that's how much I pay too now.
Yeah, and it's not cheap. But
no, it's not cheap at all.
That's what you do. with regard to the stories, I know, right? With regard to the stories, the concept of giving away the Apple proprietary pages, you know, the iWorks, I think it's important because I think what happens is it's a freemium kind of an application. So as people get sucked in, they're going to start liking that platform, and it's easier to use, obviously, on an Apple device. So I think it's a smart marketing ploy by Apple. And with regard to one other story, I cannot wait. I am going to be first in line to get a watch. Because I think they're totally cool. Whatever they're going to call them. I think they're totally cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Totally.
They should change the name to iWatch.
Isn't that already is the name, though, iWatch, isn't it?
No, it's Apple Watch.
Oh, Apple Watch, is it? Okay.
Apple Watch.
Okay. I think iWatch.
I think iWatch sounds better. I think,
yeah, I think they're moving away from dropping the I and going with Apple.
I want to be Dick Tracy. You know, I mean, like I can so see, look, you know, like talking into my watch.
You need a shoe phone.
They are helpful. I mean, I have two smartwatches right now, and I really love them. So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Are you getting one, Belinda?
What don't you have?
Exactly. Yeah, good point, Jody.
I'll tell you though, I'm using an LG G watch, and I also have a Samsung Gear S, and I really like the LG. I like Android Wear better than Tizen, or I guess that's how you pronounce it. So, I'm not a huge fan of Tizen, but
no Fitbit.
I don't have a Fitbit. No, I do not have a Fitbit.
One thing she doesn't have. She has everything else, guys.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, one other story that I'm kind of excited about is the Windows App Studio. And I would like to try my hand at Windows apps. I do have a Windows phone as well. So there you go. There's another phone, right? and I actually enjoy it. I just put the Windows 10 technical preview on my Windows phone. And it's really nice. It's refreshing. So I would love to try this App Studio and just try my hand at programming a little bit for Windows and see what that's like.
Sounds good, Jennifer. Belinda, what about you? Are you getting the new watch when it comes out? Or
Depends what price it is, because it'll probably come down in price after it's been out for a while.
Yeah, probably. So,
yeah, it depends whether I don't know if I'd use it. So
yeah, true.
I've just got the traditional wristwatch on with the hands and everything.
Yeah,
so,
true. Yeah. I will probably go and look at it at the store first before I buy one. I don't want to rush out and get it.
If it's really cool, I'll probably get it.
Yeah. Would it do FaceTime and stuff, do you reckon? Or?
Yeah, it would be pretty cool being able to just put it up to your face and then talking to someone while you're walking.
Well, that would... people look at it. Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
I don't know what I would do. I think I might have to get one, though, just because...
Yeah, true.
And wear my Android on one arm and my Apple Watch on the other.
Yeah, that's funny. David
Hasselhoff.
What about you, Spencer? Are you going to get one, mate?
Yeah, I'm considering it. I don't think I'll probably get the first iteration. I'll probably wait until the second. But it's definitely an interesting product. There's tons of. I don't know if you guys saw the Fitbit came out as well. Or, I'm sorry, not the Fitbit, but the new Pebble Watch. It just launched on Kickstarter and raised like $10 million in the first 6 hours or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems interesting as well. It's a little bit more open source, a little bit more flexible. It's the design isn't as nice, but it seems like, I don't know, it seems like a cool device.
All right. Spencer's on today's show, Belinda. So we're going to talk about PodClear, Spencer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's cool to be able to use PodClear to record this episode. Yeah,
definitely, mate. Tell us about PodClear and what does it do on that?
Yeah, so PodClear is a it's a desktop application for recording podcast interviews like this one. Mm-hmm. And it's so traditionally podcast interviews for podcasters are recorded via some sort of recording software like Ecamm, Call Recorder, or something like that. And basically what it does is it records the Skype call coming into your computer. PodClear changes that system. I guess the problem with that system is that the audio is highly compressed and the audio quality can be chopped up by Skype. And it's just not optimal. It sounds like we're in different rooms, right? It's clear that we're all on a Skype call right now.
Yeah.
What PodClear does is it sort of fixes that problem and makes it appear that we are all sort of in the same room. And does that is it records independently on every side of the call. You can have unlimited participants in a call. It'll record independently on everyone's computer and sync the files after the call is complete. Those files are merged in our servers and then delivered to you as independent audio files for every participant, as well as a mixed version of the entire call.
Oh, sweet.
The whole audio file is lossless, so you really give the impression that everyone's sitting in the same room recording, especially if people are using nice microphones and all of that Skype artifacting is completely removed and it's clean.
Nice. So for example, if Skype was breaking up, PodClear will clean that up? We'll get rid of that?
If Skype is breaking up, then it won't affect PodClear at all. Because actually, there's nothing being passed to the network while the call is happening. So it's actually just literally recording to your hard drive. And once the call is over, it takes that like raw audio file and just uploads it. That's how we're getting the high quality. We're syncing after the call is complete. So you don't have to sync that high quality in real time.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And when will it be out and stuff and still in beta as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So we've been beta testing for about a month. The software is pretty stable now. We probably need another month to make it really excellent and make it something reliable, at which point we'll probably launch to the public. But we are accepting more beta users. Currently, we have almost 1,500 people signed up to use it, and a few hundred of those are beta users, and they're giving us good feedback on the software itself, letting us know when things go wrong and giving it a shot. But I would anticipate a more public release probably by the end of March.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know about it until Kim Flowers told me about it. So she showed me what it was and looked fantastic.
Awesome.
So I signed up, and yeah.
Awesome.
So
very cool.
Shout out to Kim Flowers for telling me about it. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad that glad she filled you in.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah, definitely. Jennifer, any questions?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So how many participants can we use for PodClear?
Yeah, so it's not limited. You can use an unlimited number of participants. Currently in this call, I believe there are six of us. Mm-hmm. There are six of us. And so PodClear is functioning just fine for all of these participants. You can have a large number. We would recommend keeping it, under 10, just because it creates a lot of complexity if you add anything mm-hmm. more than that. It's unlimited.
That's fantastic. And so on each individual's computer, the file, the audio file will stay resident there, at the same time be uploaded to your servers, and then the overall organizer will receive an email with a link to, or an email saying, hey, your files are ready, and they can go and grab them as needed.
Yep, they get an email. They also get it in app. They can like download the files directly in app. It's kind of cool. So the way that Brad sort of organized this call for us is he invited everyone to the call. It sent mm-hmm. them all an email that we were guests on his call, and the guests would just download the app, which takes a couple of seconds, pop it open, they paste in the guest pin, and then we're all in a session together. So now, Brad can see on his interface that we're all sort of like in this session together. When he hits record, it hits record on all of our machines simultaneously. So he has remote control over sort of like this network of computers. And then when he hits finish and sync, all of our computers sync simultaneously. So he's like, he's got this sort of control system.
That's great. So going forward, when you come out of beta, will there be the functionality where the organizer or the host can mute certain participants if there's noise on the line coming in?
Muting is a feature that we're working on right now. So it's pretty simple to do. We just need to implement it. Right now we're focusing on stabilizing the actual syncing process. We're writing an algorithm for drift. And a few other kind of cool features that we want to implement before muting, but it's definitely on our list.
This is so cool, because I do a podcast on the side as well, and I don't have a mixer, and everyone's saying, your audio goes in and out. You need to get a mixer. To, totally. I've been hearing this forever, right? And I'm just, yeah. This is really a fantastic service. What a great solution. Are you a podcaster? How did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, so I'm not a podcaster. I'm a programmer. I'm a software engineer by trade, and I'm a podcast listener. So my girlfriend and I were listening to podcasts on a road trip, and we were listening to this one called Dirtbag Diaries, and it's a really cool podcast about people who are just like outdoorsy people, I guess. And he was doing interviews with like super fascinating folks, and the interview was almost unintelligible because they were using Skype and his call was cutting out. It was really obnoxious. Mm-hmm. But as we were sitting there, I was kind of like, it seems like this would be pretty easily solved problem with some software. And we brainstormed it for a bit, and then ended up getting a team together. Another software engineer named Josh, who's also on the team. We built the software, and now it's functioning, and it does what we envisioned it to do. So that was in the end of November. So about 2.5 months later, we've got 1,500 people signed up to use it, and it's been
already
been really fast, but pretty cool.
Yeah. A lot of people. Jeez, that's my loop. Yeah. That's a lot.
It's been that's fun. Impressive. I mean, it's a clear need, right? Like podcasters need a solution like this. So it's almost easy to get the word out because you guys share it so much.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Yeah. I'm sure Jennifer will come in for Jennifer because I think it'd be good for Jennifer.
Oh, I'm getting totally. It hands down. I'm getting it. I don't care what the cost is. Well, maybe I do, but I.
Oh, great!
It will be. I'm sure it will be affordable and a good investment for all absolutely. Podcasters. So.
Yeah, we're doing this for the community overall. So it's kind of like the cost is not going to be cost prohibitive. It's going to be very reasonable. We basically just want to improve the overall quality of podcasts and podcast interviews for everybody. So it does need to be sustainable as a business, but it's not something that we're necessarily focusing on.
Good stuff. Yeah. Steve, any questions?
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of jumped in there a couple times. I'm really excited about it because I was talking during the show, and I looked at it and I'm like, oh, wow, this is for podcasting. And in the pre-show, you were explaining it to us, and the idea was so simple. Yeah, it took like 20, 30 seconds to explain it. Like my mind was blown at how simple – the idea of course, it's more complicated, obviously, than that, going into servers and things. I did have a question on this. Well, actually, two questions. And one is any kind of audio processing used on this? Does it go through keep all the levels the same? So
we have a few algorithms on the back end. I won't go into too much detail on it, just because it gets a little bit monotonous. But we are running some processing on the audio. We have an algorithm that syncs the beginning of the track, so that if there's any delay between the time that Brad hits the sync button and when that message gets to our computers, our system compensates for that and adds extra bits to the beginning of the WAV file so that it syncs up nicely. And then the audio file itself is lightly processed. In beta, we've turned off the processing, but in the long run, we are going to have a light compression, some normalization so that the audio files are even, some equalization, and that's about it. Yeah, just sort of also a limiter so that you don't have to worry about background noise and all that good stuff. In this early beta version, none of that stuff is activated though.
Okay, one more question. Now you said on each computer, the audio from that computer's microphone is recorded onto the hard drive. Now, once that syncs with the computer, is that automatically erased or?
It is. Yeah. So once it's synced and then it's confirmed that it is in fact on our servers, like safe. It checks that, and then it comes back and erases the files from your hard drive, so it doesn't take up the space.
So how about on the client computer? Let's say once we quit the Skype call, do we still have to leave it synced until it gives us a cleared message? Or
yep. So we'll walk through that process when this call's over. But basically, it'll be good to get this on air. But he basically hits finish and sync on his side once the Skype call is complete. We all sit. We can get off the Skype call if we wanted to, but you leave PodClear open for about 5 minutes, depending on the length of the call. This call is about an hour. So it'll take about 5 minutes to sync, maybe a little bit less depending on your network speed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that'll sync up to the cloud, and then you can close PodClear. It'll erase the file and be just fine. So there is a little bit of – that's how we get the quality. There's a little bit of of wait time there while it uploads the large wave file.
Good stuff, Spencer. I can't wait. Can we announce any prices yet, or how much? Do you have a rough sort of price on how much it'll cost, or?
Yeah, we are discussing sort of a tiered system. So there are some podcasters who podcast every day, some podcasters who podcast once a week. So we'll be accommodating all of them. So we're thinking, you know, a low tier, maybe in the $5 to $10 range, okay. A medium tier in the 10 to 15, and then an upper tier in the 15 to 20. So we'll have a few tiers like that, which that'll be a monthly recurring subscription where you'll get a number of sessions per month. So the lower tier might get like 4 sessions a month for the weekly podcaster, and then, you know, up and up. And then we'll also offer packages for networks. So five by five or some of these larger networks might need to purchase a subscription for all of their podcasters. Well, maybe they'll have a master account, and they'll be able to give all of their podcasters in the network a sub account with a number of sessions, so that the whole entire network's audio quality raises up a level, basically.
Oh,
so,
nice.
We want to sort of offer packages like that, where it's like a really affordable to get it for these networks, and everyone gets to try out PodClear. So.
Have you been interviewed by anyone else besides us, or?
Yeah, we've been on a few pretty cool podcasts so far, and we have some pretty cool partnerships in the work right now. So we're moving along. I mean, people are excited about it. We've got some good buzz on Twitter, and it definitely seems like something that the podcasting community needs. And we're excited. We've got you must have spoken with Hannah.
Yeah, I did.
Hannah's our co-founder as well, and she's engaging the community directly. So it's been really fun.
Yeah, she's
for
cool.
her to be able to like interact with everybody and be hyper engaged with folks on Twitter.
So. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, she's cool. She helped me out the first time when I went on the Skype and stuff, and
totally.
Yeah, it worked fantastic. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
All right. Let's go to Jody. Any questions, Jody? Jody is muted.
I'm sorry. I had it on mute. Not that it matters, because with one system, I'm not muted. The other one, I am, because I have the dogs in the background. Question though, like, are you currently monetizing it, or you're going to wait to monetize it? And how did you get the 1,500 people?
So we're waiting to monetize it. We're going to monetize probably, like I said, maybe in like the next month or two. We want to wait until the product is completely stable and very, very reliable. You'll never lose any files or anything like that. So once that's the case and we are absolutely certain of it, then we will probably turn on payments. We'll still offer like free trials and all that good stuff and try and get people to at least try it out. But we need to make it a sustainable business. There are server costs involved and all of that stuff. And then the 1,500 people, we launched on a few different services. We did a beta list launch. We also did a product hunt launch. And then we just reached out to folks on Twitter and basically followed them, or Hannah either followed them or responded to some of their comments on Twitter and just engaged with the community. Generally, the nice thing about podcasters is everyone has sort of a podium through which they speak to the world. So if they hear about something cool, they share it on their podcast, and then, you know, 10 more podcasters hear that thing, and then those 10 podcasters go pick it up and then share it. So it's got this cool network effect. We're bringing in like 15 to 20 new signups per day without really doing any marketing whatsoever.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. So,
very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. Belinda, any questions?
I was just going to ask, who inspired you to make the app?
Yeah, it was I'm a software engineer, so I'm always kind of looking for interesting ideas and cool problems to solve with code. It was less of a personal need and more of like, I guess it was a personal need, but a personal listening need more than like a personal, I'm a podcaster and I want to, you know, make clear audio. So the inspiration came from low quality audio interviews in the podcast that I love listening to.
Have you listened to Tech Webcast before?
I haven't. This is my first time listening, and I like it.
It's okay, really cool. Good stuff.
Yeah, and where do you see the future going for PodClear?
So the future of PodClear, we're going to build out it's sort of a tough question to answer. We've got a lot of ideas, obviously, you know, and they keep flowing in. All of our beta users are like, oh, you gotta make an editing system. You gotta make me tagging. And then, you know, I want to integrate this with my Stitcher account and my Libsyn, and it should do everything. And all of those things are really, really cool, and they're all really exciting engineering problems to solve. And I would love to go down that road and do them, but we have to be a little bit selective so that we make sure that every product that we do make is of the highest possible quality. So we want to really focus. We think that desktop is the right place to be for now. The next thing we're going to do is probably a mobile solution so that people can do like call-ins and remote interviews and stuff. And then you know, we might move into some sort of a rudimentary editing system for you to like take the waveform and edit out awkward silences and whatever, and then a tagging system and all that. Like, those are all ideas that are exciting. So we'll see.
All right. Actually, go ahead, Steve.
Real quick. Yeah, I've got a really interesting question from the chat room, and he brought up video. I know it doesn't record video, but that would actually kind of be a very interesting part if you could also, if you incorporate Skype video into a video podcast do something similar for the future. So give me your thoughts on that.
Totally. Yeah, that's absolutely something we want to do. So lossless video from the webcam or whatever default webcam the interviewer or guest has, that would be phenomenal. So Skype hyper compresses the video as well, which is a problem, right? It looks terrible if you want to put that on YouTube or whatever. And same with Google Hangouts and all of that good stuff. So if we could get independent videos from each person and have them be uncompressed and also display them in a logical way, like sort of Google Hangout style, where the person who's speaking at a specific time, they're videos on screen, like we would have to rewrite a lot of that logic, but it would be amazing. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Any more questions from anyone else, or is that it? That's about it, I think. Spencer, where can they get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions, mate, or they want to sign up and stuff?
Yeah, you can drop us an email. You can email Hannah at hannah@podclear.com. You can hit us up on Twitter. We're Podclear Tweets.
Yep.
And then they can find us on our website at podclear.com. And there's a beta sign up there. And if you reach out to us personally and you really want to, you know, provide some good feedback and try out the beta product, just shoot us an email and we'll get you on an early release.
Yeah, definitely.
That we're not giving everybody. So
we need to get Jennifer on there. Spencer?
Absolutely. Can do.
And,
would love to.
Thank you. It'd be good to get on there. And any more comments, Jacob? Any questions? Sorry, I didn't dash you, mate. Any questions?
No, you got them all ready.
I'll be using this tomorrow on the other podcast too, Spencer. So, this is going to come in handy.
Cool. Awesome.
I'm really interested to see what it sounds like once you finish it. I'm going to actually jump on and listen to the final output.
Yeah,
once
definitely. And when you hear it, Steve, you'll be unbelievable, mate. You'll be shocked by it, mate. You'll be shocked. Trust me. It's very clear and it's very, very good quality.
Cool.
Sounds like
awesome.
Belinda, any more comments?
It just sounds fantastic. It's the best idea I've heard for a while. So,
right. Cool. Love that. Awesome. Great feedback.
Good feedback, Belinda. Yep. Okay, Belinda, where can they get hold of you on Twitter and stuff? And,
You can get hold of me at bdemi. That's on Twitter.
Cool.
Cool.
All right, good stuff. Spencer, what about you? Are you on a personal Twitter or are you just going to use the...
Yeah, I'm Spencer414 on Twitter. So at Spencer414, that's a good place to reach out to me.
All right, good stuff, mate. Jacob Jones, what about you, mate?
You can follow me at jazzbot32669 1z.
All right, and you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. Jennifer, what about you?
People can find me at jenniferruggiero.com or getnerdywithit.com, as well as on Twitter, it's at jruggiero.
Good stuff. And by the way, is Google Plus, what's going on with Google Plus in the future? Is that closing down or what's going on with that?
I haven't heard of it closing down. I certainly hope not.
I have. That's what I thought. But I thought there's some new changes coming. Steve mentioned something about that, didn't you, Steve?
Yeah, actually, somebody in the chat room mentioned it, and I'm like, I'm not sure, but it could be anything.
Something, some new changes, something coming to it, or something. Some new changes or something. I've read somewhere.
I can't see it going away.
Yeah, not I can't see it going away. I don't know, but I just found that interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, people say it's a ghost town, but to me, it's not a ghost town. I mean, it's still pretty active and lively.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Do you still do hangouts or?
You know, I don't really do that many hangouts, but I've been watching Chris Voss's hangouts lately, though. Yeah. He's been doing those daily tech shows, which have been fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely. When's your show coming back, by the way, too, Blint?
Next week, actually.
Next week. Who's the guest going to be on?
I'm lining that up right now. We're trying to go in the direction actually of startups and to interview startups.
Okay, cool. Well, if you need any startups, let me know. I can might better give some people to you.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I just
and vice versa.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was getting I've got some people on Facebook that may be interested.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'd love to hear about them.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, let's go to Jody. What about you, Jody?
Well, regarding Google Plus, there have been some rumors about it that basically Google might be separating the parts of Google Plus.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Like photos and messaging and Hangouts and taking them away from the social stream. So it's yet to be seen what's going to happen, but that's kind of what the conjecture is. So I don't know if that helps, but you can find me on Twitter as Sunswept or find me at my website, which is webmarcom.net. I'm also doing Social Media Addicts with Seth Goldstein, and you can find us there. It's SMA.
Cool.
And here.
I mentioned your new podcast too, Jada. Give us a quick rundown on what's it about.
Well, we're doing Social Media Addicts. It's actually Seth and I are co-hosts. And then we have Howard Urmish, who has also been filling in as a co-host. And basically, it's all the news that's fit to print and then some about social media. Cool. A lot of discussion. We don't always agree. And I think that makes for a lively podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's a weekly podcast.
Where can people listen to it?
It's available on iTunes and also SMA, Social Media Addicts, or it's part of the Philly Tech network.
Okay.
So you can find us on phillytech.org or at Social Media Addicts.
Good stuff, Jody. We will listen.
Yeah, we're definitely addicted.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really cool, Jody. I didn't even know you were doing that. I didn't know either. The loop I've been lately.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I didn't know she was doing that. Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
That's okay. Sometimes I forget I'm doing it too. But yeah, I mean, it's Seth and I had been doing, actually Seth was one of the originators of, which we called, A2SM, Addicted to Social Media. And it was Seth and I and Neil Weiser. And, that's one of those things that I keep struggling to get started again. But Seth started this whole, Philly network, and there's several podcasts. There's an Android-based podcast supposed to be doing Gadget Dogs, which still has to get off the ground. But there's he's doing some kind of like an interview of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and startups within the Philly metro area. So a lot of new stuff, a lot of new content. So
cool.
It's pretty cool.
Sounds good, Jody. Jake, I want to mention your little podcast as well, and where can get a hold of you?
You already asked me.
Oh, did I mention your podcast, mate?
I don't. What podcast?
Blaine, do you want to mention it?
Oh, the Xbox podcast.
Tech Luster.
God, Jake.
Tech Luster is on tomorrow, Sunday, Australian time.
Yeah,
it is. What time are we on?
I don't know what
time. Same time, 12
yeah,
o'clock?
Same time, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it depends on...
What podcast?
Yeah, geez, not Jacob. yeah, good stuff, Linda. Well, good to have you on tomorrow and chat about stuff. And
that'd be awesome.
Chat about Xbox stuff and Steve, what about you, mate?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter as Cheddarbox_live.
All right, and that is a wrap till next week. Thanks, Spence, for coming on, mate. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It was great to be here.
And yep, here's the outro. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!